as we enter this holiday season and face the, you know, how do we deal with that? What do we do with that? How do we find a sense of peace, a sense of comfort during these days that we're told to separate, that we're told we need to wear masks, that we're told we're not to gather in groups more than X number, whatever that is? How do we do that? How do we be thankful in the midst of a time that's not a thankful time, a time that is hard? Well, Margaret and I want you to know that this is hard for us too. As church board made the decision to meet virtually for the next 5 weeks until the beginning of January, you know, it's the holiday season. It's the time of celebration other than Easter that is, you know, it's a time when we want to celebrate, when we want to, you know, give gifts to each other. And you know, we normally put these packages together at Christmas time and everybody walks out with this package of goodies. You know, we aren't going to do that. We can't do it. So Margaret and I are feeling the loss of that, as are all of you, I'm sure. So how do we walk through these next number of weeks with hearts that are thankful, with hearts and lives that are growing in our relationship with our God? You know, some people might look at that and you might feel like, okay, man, what am I going to do? You know, I count on Sundays together to be that stimulus that helps me make it through the week. What are we going to do? How are we going to manage that? Well, the truth and the reality is that there's only one way that we can do that. The truth and the reality that there's a God who loves us and is actively involved in our daily lives. We have to come not just to understand that reality and that truth, but we have to come and we have to embrace that. The reality that there's a God who loves us and wants to be in relationship with us. Paul says, we are more than conquerors through Christ. He doesn't say we're more than conquerors through our job or through our relationship with a partner, with our spouse, or with our children. He says we're more than conquerors through Christ. The reality is, that's the only way we can do it. That is the only way we can live through these days with a sense of hope, with a sense of peace, with a sense of stability in our lives, because everything around us is not stable. It's changing, but God does not change. Paul says we're more than conquerors through Christ. One of the realities of these days is that we're being forced to look at ourselves, look at our lives, examine our lives, and ask ourselves, what is the meaning of life to me? What is it that makes a difference in terms of my being able to get up every morning and go to work, get up every morning and think that, well, thank you, Lord, for this day? What is it that allows you to do that? Well, it's that relationship that we have with God, that understanding that God chose to create us in His image. God chose to do that. It wasn't an afterthought. It wasn't a, well, maybe should we do this? But God knew this is what He wanted to have happen. He wanted to create us human beings in His image and for relationship with Him. You know, think about those days when Adam and Eve were in the garden. As they'd walk in the garden, the scripture tells us that Jesus came, that God came and walked with them in the garden. And I don't know about you, but there are certain places and times when I feel closest to Margaret or to other family members when we're doing something together. For my one son-in-law and I, it's when we're on the golf course together and we're riding in the cart, chasing that little white ball around the golf course. And for me, I have to chase it further than he does. But it's those times when we're together in intimate relationship that life is just really full. That's what God wants with us. He wants that kind of relationship, that walking in the garden, that being together with Him in the garden, that love that is something that cannot be replaced by anything else. You know, how in love with you, how in love are you with Jesus? How in love are you with Jesus? How desperately do you want to share Thanksgiving and Christmas with Jesus, sitting at your table, sharing those stories of the past year or the past weeks or the past when we were little children and Mom and Dad did this and this and this, but instead of it being Mom and Dad or instead of it being our children, it's just you and your spouse or you and your partner, you and maybe a friend or two. Are you looking forward to a time with Jesus like that? How in love with Jesus are you as we come to the place where we realize that our love of Jesus and His love of us is something that's even more powerful and more special than our love for our spouse or our children? It's as we come to that place that then there becomes a fullness and a richness. And we can let aside the fact that we aren't going to be able to do this or we aren't going to be able to do that. For his birthday, our son-in-law wanted to buy a new golf club. And so we gave money for him to buy a new golf club. Well, normally we'd be traveling to Pennsylvania for Christmas. And I'd have my golf clubs in the trunk. You know, I'm going to miss Bob swinging his new golf club. I'm going to miss that. Do I love Jesus as much as Bob? Do I love those moments with Jesus as much as I love them with my daughters and my son and my grandkids and Margaret? You see, God created us for a relationship with Him. We're created in His image. He loves us. He loves us. And Paul goes on here, and he not only says we're more than conquerors, excuse me, but he says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. We're feeling separated. We're feeling that, aren't we? Paul says nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. How's your relationship with Jesus? How's your relationship with God? Is it something that you feel like's far away? It doesn't need to be. It can be up close and intimate. It can be sharing, holding hands. As Dan and Jeff and I prayed here this morning, early on when they were going to practice, you know, they went to put their hands out to hold hands, and I said, well, you know, we probably shouldn't do that. That hurts. But, you know, we can do that with Jesus. We can embrace Him and know His embrace as something that is warm and sweet and powerful. Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. During these crazy times when we're told we have to wear a mask and have to social distance, we don't have to do that with Jesus. You know, God wants us to be close to Him. God wants us to be in relationship with Him. So be thankful and celebrate. So this holiday season, this Thanksgiving, you may feel like you can't say thank you for some things, but that's something you can say thank you for. Say thank you and celebrate that. Celebrate this intimate and wonderful relationship we have with our God. I am loved by the God of all creation. That's the first thing that helps me in these days. Well, there is a second piece of that. The second part of that is you who are here. The second part of that is our brothers and sisters in Christ, our church family, those who are on the road trying to find out what it is that God wants of your lives, of our lives, trying to figure out how we do life for ourselves as well as do life together, whether it's in relationship with a spouse or a partner or whether it's within the context of the church. How do we embrace each other during these times? Well, Margaret commented just a bit about that as she was speaking earlier. But one of the things that Margaret and I experienced during these last couple of weeks as we've dealt with the COVID and had to be quarantined and weren't allowed to go anywhere, one of the things that we have experienced has been your love. Your love. You know, we're family. You know, almost every person here who's part of this church, who's part of our congregation, reached out to us during that time in one way or another. We either got texts or phone calls or emails of individuals from our family who reached out to us. How are you doing? Can we do something for you? Just, we want you to know that we care about you. That's family. That's what brings meaning to life. My relationship with Christ, yes, but you know, I'm walking this earth. I'm pounding the ground with you. And to know that I am loved, to know that we are loved by you, was huge. I mean, there were numbers of times we said, can you believe you know, we've been hearing from so many of you. Thank you. Thank you. You prepared this message for me. And it's a message that's important. It's a message that we need these days. It's our relationship with Christ and our relationship together as family, the body of Christ, that is so important. We need to reach out. Purposely reach out. The other piece of that was your reaching out, but then also our family. It's been amazing. Our girls, one in Ohio, one in Pennsylvania, have reached out to us almost every day. We hear from the girls. We see Matt every once in a while. We hear from Matt and Amber. But our girls have reached out to us almost every day with a phone call. I just want you to know we're thinking of you, Mom and Dad, and then spending time talking about whatever. Being thankful in the midst of these days is still something we can do. It's still something that we can have as part of our gut and part of our spirit, part of our hearts. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And guess what? We're in a time when we have technology. It's amazing. It's incredible. You know, we support missionaries and have for years. I remember growing up, yet when Myron Lady's sisters went to Africa and they went on a boat and it took months, and communicating with them, a letter took months. Now it's immediate. It's right now. I want to allow this piece of technology to help us over the next number of weeks as we're not going to be able to be meeting together. And I'm serious about that, okay? So you who are here, hear this. You who are watching, hear this. Let's use this. Use the technology that God has put in place by our world to be able to be in touch. Question, Carol.
Myron's one sister passed to the virus.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yep. One of Myron's sisters just this past week, passed away, and the virus was part of that. Folks, this is Thanksgiving. It may not feel like it, It is, though. And we have much to be thankful for. Take time to celebrate. Take time, you know, to say, God, thank you. And maybe you don't have a long speech that you can make. You don't need to. Just a word here or a word there. Maybe over the next couple of days as you're at work or as you're doing whatever you're doing, you know, something will come to mind. And just say, thank you, God. Thank you. I want to be thankful. Family, the family of God, our families who are sometimes, like our family has experienced, reach out. And like I know for some people, their families don't reach out. Individual recently told me that their daughter, his daughter, hasn't talked to him in months. And that's painful. And there are some people that live with that. But for us folks, take the initiative. If there's someone in your family that hasn't spoken to you for years, take the initiative. Reach out. Send them a text. Send them an email. Make a phone call. Build that love that God has given us as family. One of the things as we think about thankfulness, the one thing that we've talked about as being most important is the relationship that we have with our God. What God did in sending his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to bring salvation to us, to bring redemption, to redeem lives that have been lost, and to bring renewal to us. Today we're going to celebrate communion together. And what we're going to do is we're going to invite you to come forward as individuals or couples. Take the elements. There's going to be bread. Take the bread. Partake of it here. Take the cup. Partake of it here. There are trash cans on either side then that you can discard your cups in. But what more to be thankful for than what Jesus Christ has done for us? Today, Dan and Jeff are going to be sharing ministry of music with us in preparation for this. So I invite them to come now and to share their message.